Well, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this day. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this place, our land, that you have placed all of us, that we call the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that though there are many out in the streets, Lord God, that don't appreciate, Father, this girl appreciates. Mm-hmm. I thank you that we celebrated mm-hmm. 244 years. Mm-hmm. Father God, I thank you that just as in the song that Rachel Schaefer wrote, Father God, that we are destined to be the light, to be a light. You are the light, and you destined us to be a light. Mm-hmm. Father, we are the country in this world that stands in the way, Father God, of every Marxist, mm-hmm. of the enemy himself. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that what we're going to speak today, Father God, I thank you that your hand's on it, your hand's in it, your words are in my mouth and on my tongue. Mm-hmm. Father God, I thank you for war room strategies. Father God, I thank you for raising up a people in this land. Father God, and although I would desire that the whole body of Christ would be involved, but Father, just like with Gideon, Father God, you always work through the remnant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Father God, I thought on that this morning. Jesus could have chosen so many more. He only chose 12. Mm-hmm. Father God, it's through the remnant that you will do this, because too many souls are involved, Lord God, when there's many. There's too many mindsets. There's too many that won't put aside their own self. So you work through a remnant, Father God. Those that will hear what you say and do what you say, Father God. That will believe the word of a prophet, Father God, and your prophets. That no matter what it looks like, Father God, they will continue to speak out of their mouth what you said, Father God. Because in that is where the change comes from, Father God. According to the word of the Lord, as the word says, haven't I put my word in your mouth? All those, Father God. We just thank you today for the review, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I have thought, Lord, I don't know what to call this today except review in the war room. And last Sunday I spoke to Kathy because something that I heard sparked me. And if there's anything that I love to speak on that gives me no greater joy and pleasure to speak on, that I love speaking on, and I know it's because of how I was born into the kingdom of God. And that's the word. That's the words that come out of your mouth. Mm. But then as the week progressed and I used a good deal of yesterday, I did all week, but yesterday I kept thinking I was going in different directions, and I said, Lord, I know that you'll just put it all together. You just get woo. And I said, you'll put it together. And then when I walked in here this morning and I heard several things that people said, I said, oh Lord, thank you, I'm right on the right track. Then Nancy came in and she said, I said, Lord, I am on the right track. The song came on. One of the songs came on. I said, thank you, Lord, you have me on the right track. Because I told Kathy last Sunday, I said, we need to go back. It's good to review and go back to fundamentals.
Yes, it is.
To just go back to bread and water. because we can get off into so many other things in which it's good that we leave fundamentals, and you've got to go back to fundamentals. Mm-hmm. And then really it went off into a total different thing, but yet the Lord still brought it back, which kind of doesn't make sense, but it doesn't matter. It makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I'm not going to try to rush through it, but I'm mm-hmm. going to be quick as well. So, again, this is war room review. So, mm-hmm. if you want to take notes, that would be good, because I'm not going to do a lot of explaining. I'm just going to, in a war room, even in whether it's a police department or in the military, whoever's given the directions, you just listen and or take notes. Mm. And if there is any questions, you ask at the end to make sure on what was given that you're clear on the mission. Mm. So this is a review. Thank you, Father. This is a review about the mission in the war room. This is a review of the mission. Last year, August 2019, one of the prophets to the nation, Chuck Pierce, gave a word, and it happened to be in Everett, Washington. So when I say Washington within this, we're not speaking of D.C., but we're speaking of Washington State. Mm. Now, in your mind, if you think about where the majority of this rebellion and anarchy, the heart of it, is in Washington State. Okay? It was at Sunrise Christian Center. August of 2019. Okay? Yeah, last year, August of 2019. Another note, these are all things that over the last 3-4 weeks, the Lord has given me, sparked me, and I would look things up. And it hasn't left me. That words in our mouth, what's in our hand, breakthrough, and roots. We're not going to go over all of these. I've got notes, and I'm going to do some more, and I'll ask Kathy for another Sunday, if the Lord. But really, again, today, this is a review of the mission. Mm. I feel like that we are in the middle, and we know what we've learned about the middle. The middle's a hard place. Mm. The middle is, Lord, all right, I'm going to stop and go back. Or... you know, it doesn't matter if it's natural, spiritual. You get ready to redo a room. The hardest place. It's fun starting off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're excited. Yep. Oh, you are laying that tape across the molding. Mm-hmm. And you went to the paint store and you got the paint. You got the color. Mm-hmm. They mixed it perfectly. Mm-hmm. You covered the floor. You got the brushes. You got out everything. You planned out the mission, and you get to the middle. And it's like, why did I even start this? You can't see the end. And I feel like we are in the middle. It has been through several prophets that have said that this summer, actually it started before the summer, this summer is very critical. If the church doesn't see this through, we will lose the next 2 generations. Mm. but we're destined to be a light. It's all on the church. The Lord said to Chuck, I'm not going to read the whole thing. There's a little bit I'm going to leave out. Won't be much. It's a little bit. The Lord said, this is August 2019, I am ready to plow up those seeds that have died in other decades. I am ready to unlock the ground, aerate the ground, break the iniquity off of the ground, and cause what has been seeded to start coming up. Tell somebody, get ready and watch a whole new crop come up.
Get ready and watch a whole new crop come up.
The Lord says, I'm going to start sending down words that have been sown up in the heavenlies. The Lord says, I'm going to be sending down words. I'm going to be reminding you of my promises. Then you're going to take those words and those promises and plow it through the field that I've called you to. Right now, there is a call for you to review your field. There is a call for you to know the word you're warring with. Judah was that tribe, that apostolic prophet tribe, prophetic tribe, who knew how to take sound and use it to overtake the enemies.
Take sound.
The Lord says, I have a people that I am filling with sound. It's not always words too. It's not always sound. I told Kathy, there's many nights going to mama's. I can put on that roar from Zion that I borrowed from Kathy, ain't give her back to her yet, and I might not give back. Just have to buy another one and give it to her, because I'll go right to 18, and I don't care how many times I've heard that song, it'll fire me up, and I'll play it right when I'm going, turning off Alpine. I'll go up around 77 to get to mama's house, and I'm going to tell you what, I'll let out. If you were next to me, you would jump out of the car. I will release a sound, a roar. Because I've heard the sound and it's in me, and I'll let it loose, baby.
Glory to God.
And all the way down Mama's road till I get into the driveway.
Glory to God.
The Lord says, I have a people that I am filling with sound. See, there were times it was war. There was time with Gideon. You're just going to let the lanterns go kaboom, and the enemy they think they've already been defeated and run. I have a people that I am filling with sound that are getting ready to plow in new ways. And I have fields that have laid dormant. See, that's what Nancy was speaking of this morning when she came in. Not a single one of us in this room have had a harvest from all that we planted.
That's correct.
They've laid dormant that I am getting ready to plow up. Now he's speaking to Washington. I'm only going to speak this because to confirm with what's going on. And I say to Washington, I'm going to plow all the way from east to west. And I'm going to tell you why from there, because I'm not going to read it. I'm only going to say one thing from this other prophetic word. March 6th of this year, 2020, in New Jersey, Chuck, they had the conference of the prophets, the prophetic people from the 13 colonies. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what, you're going to be thankful we live in South Carolina because we're one of the 13 colonies.
My God, my God.
Because I'm going to tell you, those pilgrims made a covenant with God.
Yes, they did.
It was those that came after that caused the trouble. So don't tell me that we live in this kind of nation and that kind of nation, because God doesn't look at that. He looked at what the covenant was. Who made covenant with him? Don't you bow your knee to those people that are on the street. Mm-hmm. I've even heard believers say, let's be inclusive. Oh, hell no, I'm not.
Right. No.
I'm not being inclusive with them. I will love them. I'm not going to speak evil against them. But I'm not agreeing with the sin that you're living in.
No.
That's what inclusiveness is. I'm not compromising this nation for that. We were destined to be alive.
That's right.
I'm not giving up this nation to them. You can think you erase everything you want to. If you wrote with pencil right now and erase it, I'm sorry, down below what you wrote back over it, the mark of that that you just erased is still there.
That's right.
You cannot erase it. You can't. It's still there. No matter what you think, those people died. Many of them repented. They shed their blood so that you could have freedom now.
Amen.
I don't see many boats leaving this land to go to another land that they think is freer than us, but I see many boats coming.
Trying to get in.
Why? Because we're a light.
A light.
And I'm not giving up this nation for you out there.
No.
No.
No. No.
That is not what God has called us to.
Amen.
And I'm like Lance, I'm not praying for peace out there. Because we're going to get into that real quick. I'm trying to be quick. We're not, no. No. And I'll tell you why in a minute. Tell you why in a minute. Don't pray for peace right now. Pray for peace in the body of Christ.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you why in a minute. That's why I was getting to you from east to west.
East to west.
Because God's got a remnant. Because over here, of course, is where they landed. It's where the covenants were made. God says, I'm revisiting the covenants. I'm going to revisit. I had said for years, I said, Lord, those pilgrims had to have made it. When they landed here, they had, but without me even knowing it, I said, they had to have said, oh, thank God we made it.
Absolutely.
And we will worship you from this place. And I know from generation to generation, because they didn't do all that travel and get here and then not wish it upon the next generation that they would have what they brought.
That's right.
That's why we got that thread in us of freedom.
That's right.
And we can't get rid of it because they brought it. Whatever you're seeded out of, whatever you're birthed out of, it's in you.
That's right.
No matter where you came from, as soon as even you go through those classes from another land, and you go through those classes, that strand gets in you when you pass that test, and when you stand before that president, and you put your hand on your heart, and
my
you swear
God.
Allegiance to this land.
That's right.
That strand is birthed in you.
Yes, it is. Seed.
And I'm going to tell you something else we're not. We're not white Americans or black Americans or Hispanic Americans.
No.
We're an American.
That's right.
Glory.
Quit saying those terms. You're dividing us. I'm just an American.
State citizen, yes.
It's the only place that you can go in this world from another nation and truly be different. I can go to Japan. I can learn to cook more, better than an original Japanese person. I can dress like them. I can put the makeup on them. But I will never, ever be Japanese.
That's right.
This is the only land you can come to. You can keep your cultures. This is a place of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But you will stand by that flag and swear allegiance to it.
Amen.
Because through it is where you get your freedom. Anytime you have a banner banner over you. That banner says who you are.
My God.
This was going on. It's disgusting. But I'm going to tell you what. It's God. It's God. That's why I don't pray for peace out there. It's God.
Mm-hmm.
It's God. Mm-hmm. We have things to pray, things to war, but it's God. Mm-hmm. It is God. He's moving to the west. And then he told Washington, and you're going to plow all the way from the north, from Washington State down to the south. Mm-hmm. You'll go all the way from Washington with the move of God. I'm going to tell you that anybody we need to pray for, and I have, are those churches, our body that's in Washington State. That's where all this Antifa and all started. And I told Kathy, I said, I'm because just like you can have an open portal from God, you can have open portals from the enemy. And I have said, in the name of Jesus, you're shut. Enemy, angels, shut
Amen.
That portal. Shut that portal.
You know they're doing away with that,
so. And he says he's moving, and he said, you're going to go all the way from Washington with the move of God down to Tijuana into Mexico. The Lord says, I have held this part of the nation for a time such as this. See, we're moving into a new era. And because we're moving into a new era, everything is shifting right now. We're at the end of a decade. We're at the end of 70. God is ready for the giants of our region to fall. We don't want to be like the people coming out of Egypt. Now we're going to go to Numbers 33. And I'm not going to read all of it. And I'm going to read some key verses, because I'm going to tell you, as Israel, so is the church. So anything that we see with Israel, we can't say, well, see, God said it, so it'll happen. God still depends on His church.
Right.
You've got to move with God in the earth. Because He also told the prophet, this is what I'm going to do. But if the church doesn't do it, you will not just lose the next generation, you'll lose the next two. We need to say, not on our watch. That's
not
why this is
watch.
A war room. This not is a review
watch.
Of the mission. This is a review of the mission. Now, Numbers 33 is these. I'm just reading this first part. I'm not going to read. I'm only going to read key verses. These are the stages of the journeys of the Israelites by which they went out of the land of Egypt by their host under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Now, what was one of the... This is what God said in His Word. He's ready for the giants of our region to fall. The United States. We don't want to be like the people coming out of Egypt. Numbers 33. These are the stages of the journeys of the Israelites by which they went out of the land of Egypt by their... by their host under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. And you can go through. And I was like, my father, I never read this before. I mean, they went to this journey, that journey. They left here. They set out from there. They departed from there. And it tells you word for word for word. You get to verse 50. This is where I think that we are at. This is me personally. And the Lord said to Moses in the plains of Moses of Moab by Jordan at Jericho. We are at Jericho. That's what I believe. I mean, I could be wrong. We're at Jericho. Jericho, and we've said it before, why did Jericho have to fall? They were in the way. To get to Canaan, they were in the way. Jericho was in the way. They were walled up, would not let Israel pass through. 51. Tell the Israelites, when you have passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan. Here's the first thing in 52. Then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you, and destroy all their figured stones, all their molten images, and completely demolish all of their idolatrous high places. 53. And you shall take possession of the land and dwell in it, for to you I have given the land to possess it. 55. This is the key. This is the danger part right here. If you if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let, God, hear those words.
Oh my
you
God.
Let remain. We let one woman take out prayer in school. We let one woman tell a lie before Congress and have abortion in this land. We let them remain, and we kept putting people in office that we knew sided with those things, and we kept putting them in because it's the way mama voted and the way daddy voted and grandma voted. Didn't have the guts to change. We let them remain. And it's why we are where we are at. And I'm sorry if I'm so passionate, but I'm going to tell you what. This thing out here is real.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to lose it if we do not do what God said.
God said to do. Serious. It's serious.
We are at war. You don't pray for peace when you're at war.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God, because I'm going to get to it.
My God, my God, my God.
But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let remain of them shall be as pricks in your eyes. Now, they have been pricks in our eyes.
Have no spiritual insight because you let them stay.
And they'll be as thorns in your side.
Flesh.
And they shall vex you. And I'm going to tell you what. We are at the height of vexing. And thorns in our sides and pricks in our eyes. In the land you shall dwell. And then 56. That's judgment from God. And as I thought to do to them, so will I do to you. It's a warning. It's a warning. That's why this is a review of the mission. We are on a mission.
In other words, if you don't complete your mission.
Yep. So, several weeks ago, Susan had emailed some things to me, and I could tell. I can always tell by her, just her words, even if they're 3-4 words. I can tell if she's a little discouraged. And then I went on YouTube. Just I was going to play music or something while I was working. And I saw something. And the Lord said, play it. And I was like, oh, I heard this before. See, I'm going to remind you of my promises. It happened 3 or 4 times. Just fell right in my lap. I didn't look for them. I said, oh, Lord, I already heard that. And I heard it again. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because the week before, I kept saying, Lord, come on. Need another weapon. What to fight this? What? And I wrote it down right here. And then the man said it. I spoke it to a Jewish girl. I spoke to her about Moses and said, and I know that she doesn't even go to temple. She stood there and looked at me, and I said, the Lord said to Moses, I said, say, Isabel, they had the mountains here. The enemy was there. The water's here. Where are you going to go? You're boxed in. And Moses cried out. God says, what's in your hand? What's in your hand? Then that took me and reminded me about David. The Lord will break through by your hand.
By your hand.
That's why I said, Lord, I said, look, Lord, I said, okay, Father God, thank you that I'm on the right track. Because wasn't sure I was on the right track. The Lord said to me that day, sitting there, he said, I have already armed you. and I have armed you well. Pick it up, point and shoot. What he told me. He said, you asking for another weapon. He said, girl, he said, I already armed you. And I armed you well. Pick it up, point and shoot. So then it reminded me, this is what I was going to speak about the word and go back to Proverbs 18:21. I'm going to read it out of the Passion. Because, see, I heard three negative words this morning. You jump right out at me. Heard three. And I'm guilty of it, too. And I'm going to tell you, when we do it, immediately repent. Mm-hmm. Put those words under the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Do not stand there and say, well, God knows what I meant. No, that has nothing to do with it. The spirit realm hears you. It's already gone out. Don't say something dumb. That's dumb. Well, God knows what I meant. Let's go to the Passion in this one. Your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life. And the talkative person will reap the consequences. The one that keeps saying it and saying it, well, God knows what I meant. That's not your mission. Your mission is to speak the Word of God. You don't see it not one place in the Word of God. Jesus said you'll be justified by your words. So we went over the reviewed the mission of that. The words in your mouth, it's better just to keep your lips quiet. Speak the word, speak life, speak truth. Don't even speak ugly to those people that are out there on the street.
No.
They are Saul's getting ready to be Paul's. They are blind. They're being used by the enemy. But don't side with them. Don't bow to them.
That's right.
You'll be bowing to the enemy. They've already declared that they're Marxists. They've already said it. It's on national news.
Rebellion.
So your words, what's in your hand? Breakthrough. Now, the reason that I agree with Lance that, because I was praying both ways. Praying the things out of Psalms where it talks about crashing the teeth of the enemy and so forth, but praying for peace out on the street. No. Because we even have that saying in situations, we'll say we got to go back to the root of the matter. Now, God's pulling up roots.
Yes, He is.
If we just pray for peace, we'll be covering over and the thing will grow right back up.
It will.
No, it's got to be rooted up and plugged up and cast out, and that's what you destroy.
That's right. At the root.
That's why I'm not. No, it's dead at the at its root. Mm-hmm. It's dead at its root.
Mm-hmm.
It's dead at its root.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I speak. It's dead at its root. I get more and more specific, and will not pronounce. No. I got this from Lance. I love it the way he said it. It was just really good the way that he said it. We're praying for exposure. And I said, Lord, just because it's the same thing. There are fruits of God. And there are fruits of evil. There's fruits of the devil. And we're seeing the fruits. Expose the root. Expose the root. Where are the roots? Because we're in for the kill, Lord. See, that's where that's actually a positive word, although it sounds negative. We're in for the kill. We're going to kill these roots. Some of these lawn things that I don't even know because I think working out in the yard's torture. whatever these things are called, where you can pour the thing in and it'll kill to the root. Even after I pour in whatever and it's gonna kill the root, pluck it up.
You got to pull it up.
That's why we're not praying for peace out there.
My God.
Not praying for peace out there.
Because if you don't pull it up, it'll make the rest of the lawn look ugly.
Yep. Now listen to this. I have these things all underlined still for Washington.
Amen.
The Lord said, I still have whirlwinds planned all over Washington. That was that word last year in August 2019. I have whirlwind planned in Oregon. I have whirlwinds that will come in Washington that will go all the way down the West Coast. And you look even in California. I still have a shaking plan for this region. You don't have to walk around fearful of the shaking because it's the shaking. That's what the Lord said. This is all the Lord. It's not Chuck, it's the Lord. You don't have to walk around fearful of the shaking because it's the shaking. Mm-hmm. So the root needs to be exposed in the... All right, let me glance at this real quick. Thank God for the remnant of the 13 colonies. And I was able to watch that. And thank God when he called out South Carolina, somebody went, woo! And so he would have everybody clap because he wanted to make sure that all 13 colonies were represented. And thank God South Carolina was represented when they had that meeting. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what he told them. These are the intercessors from all the 13 original colonies and Nova Scotia. It's who they were there. The event's called the 13 Colony Council. And it's led by John and Cheryl Price. The 13 Colony Council. Hallelujah. And they said that when in this meeting, it was said of them that they are to worship for 3 days in one place and then go to the next, which I'm sure that these people are being obedient to this. Our brethren, they are being obedient to this word, because these are people that, I mean, these are our sold out brethren. The remnant. And they were told to go to seek the Lord for 3 days and go from place to place. So I don't know how they arranged that, but I just know that, I know that they're obeying. I know that they're obeying it. Amen. And he said that if they would do that, if they will do that, God says that I will turn my face back on this nation and reveal the enemy's plan. Now, this was the word this year, March. So that's why we pray for an exposing. An exposing of the root. Amen. Okay, now let me... yes, you can just look up anything with Chuck on you. Yes. Yes. If you put down that date, you just look it up by that date. Chuck Galloway, it was Galloway, New Jersey, March 6th of 2020. And the other one I already gave you was Sunrise Christian Center, August 2019. And then, okay, the critical period, let's see, if we don't have this divine return in this land from the colonies that were chosen to war for the freedom of this land. They were chosen. Those men were chosen. They fought against Britain because they still came after to try to take this land. And these people that came from there that said no fought them for our freedom.
That's right.
My God, my God.
If we don't have this divine return in this land from the colonies that were chosen to war for the freedom of the land, we'll never see the move of God that will change the course of the next two generations. I'm going to save these and then I'm going to go to one more chapter and then we're done. The critical period, Chuck said, is from April. It was this year, April, through September. That's why I think that we're in the middle. That's why it's that part where you feel like, you know, at the beginning, really excited, which is, and now just feeling the weight of it. And it's where we have to push forward with God and the breakthrough. And, of course, common sense. I can have a little pin that will pop a balloon. That's all the break. That's all I need to break that water balloon or break an air balloon. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes the bulldozer. But we've got to keep at it. God will break through by our hand.
My God, yes.
Amen. He will break through by our hand. Can you hold it to the end? No, I want you to keep it. Don't lose it. Okay. Keep it. Okay. Whew. This line was really good. If we don't learn how to speak by the revealed word of God, that revealed. We don't learn how to speak by the revealed word of God. That's why sometimes, too, the Lord will show us something, reveal something to us, and sometimes we need to let it marinate a little bit. The Lord will show us when to release it, and sometimes it's just for us, sometimes it's for others. But we need to learn how to speak the revealed word of God. I think even that we have to chew on. Learn how to speak by the revealed word of God. You know, that's why I think that many times, that's why I believe many times in the New Testament when Jesus said, but don't say anything. But they would go off and say something. And he told them, don't say it.
Because he just told me, he's been telling me that a lot.
If we don't learn how to speak by the revealed word of God, we will not change the course of history in the days ahead. We have got to listen like we've never listened before and speak what God says to speak. So now we're going to go to Psalms 44. And I'm so thankful for the Passion Bible that I was at the end. I'd already been like 5-6 hours and I was like, oh Lord, whew. I got to listen to something else for a while, take a break, chew on what you've given me. And I said, I don't understand why Psalms 44 starts with this, goes into that. And I opened up the Passion. I said, oh, thank you. Oh God, it's so clear in the Passion. It's so clear in the Passion. Thank you. I didn't have to do any more study. But I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. Because I'm just going to make some points. Psalms 44. Starts off in the Amplified. We have heard with our ears. Oh God. Now listen to this, because what did the Lord say? If we don't do this warfare, we've been in battles. No, we are at war. We are at however you want to put it in your soul so that you'll remember it. We are in Vietnam. We're in Korea. We're in World War II. We are at war. Oh God, our fathers have told us what work you did in their days. in the days of old. If we don't do this, we won't have the next generation that can turn around and say this about us. They won't be able to say this. They won't be able to say it. I'm going to point this out. This is where yesterday, oh Lord have mercy. Kathy and Susan know when I hold my head I'm getting something. Remember when I was pulling up in Susan's driveway and I was just starting up and I stopped and I did like this. Susan said, "You just got something." I said, "Yes." I couldn't drive on anymore. I had to sit there and hold my head. And I did this yesterday because look what's in verse 2. You drove out the nations with your hand, and it was your power that gave Israel a home by rooting out.
Oh my God.
The heathen people. But Israel you spread. God, we could just camp on verse 2.
God. Crushing all their strongholds.
Oh! And I am so sorry for all of y'all that ain't here today.
That's right. You'll hear it again.
Oh. For they got not the land of Canaan in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but your right hand, Jesus, and your arm, and the light of your countenance, light. Now, if there's one thing I do speak out on those streets that I think is a good thing for us, light. God said, let there be light. Let the light clash with darkness. The light of your countenance did it because you were favorable and did delight in them. God, that it said of the generation right behind us, this is what they'll say of us. You are my king, O God. Command victories and deliverance for Jacob. Now look at verse 5. Another, I'm going to tell you, this is a review of the mission. Sometimes we have to go in for a review because we're at Jericho and those walls, you are going to come down.
Amen.
You are not holding us back from getting into Canaan. And we're going to take over every enemy. Through you shall we push down our enemies. I took that as breakthrough.
Amen.
Through you we shall push down our enemies. I got tired. I didn't look that up. Maybe we can do that this week. But I took it as right away I saw breakthrough. Through your name shall we tread them under who rise up against us. Now, I'm not going to read him. I'm not going to keep us because I smell food.
Look at that, though. But those who hate us, you have brought to shame.
Yes. Yes. Verse 9, unless you understand and have the passion, you're like, what happened? Verse 9. But now you've cast us off and you brought us to dishonor and you do not go out with our armies. I was like, do what? I was like, oh, and the passion makes it so clear. Verses 1 through 8 is the past. Verses 9 through the end is the present. And I'm done. A review of the mission.
Amen.
People, we are at war. We are at war.
So we have to make a personal commitment.
And Proverbs 18:20. Watch. You are. Quit saying you're always behind.
You point at me. You point at Proverbs.
You.
When did I say that?
When you came in.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Yeah. Yes. See, me too. And I'm like, no.
No.
You know what? Going to Seville. That little word.
Yes. See, and Mama Bertel. But you can't fight against it. Oh, hell no, you can't.
Yes.
Stop it with our mouth. Karen, can you hold that 1 second? Because I promised Robert, I don't want him to lose what he was going to say. Okay, Robert.
Paul.
God, I hope y'all thought this was good.
He took me back to high school and what you're talking about the 13 colleges and all. There's a quote back then when it, not before the Revolutionary War started, was in Concord, Massachusetts, and it was quoted as a shot heard around the world. And if you go back, Britain had a king. It was not something for the people by the people. He was a king.
For himself.
Nobody voted him in or anything.
Right.
So that's why the quote, the shot heard around the world, was quoted because they had the Boston Tea Party up there. Because the people back then, what was going on was because they didn't have freedom. Today it's not going on because they don't have freedom. So it's going on because of monarchy. So, he took me to a scripture in Timothy that you're talking about, where Paul said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and sound mind. So all that coincides together. And what happened to Shahar around the world, Boston Tea Party, and all that, because of people wanting freedom. Not a monarch like they had. That's why the war started between Britain and the colonies.
Exactly.
Carolyn.
I was reading this recently on the 27th century, the first chapter, 16th verse, where the man came to David and said he had killed Saul. He didn't kill Saul, not to himself. But David told him, because of your mouth, you have condemned yourself and had him killed. I had to go back and reread that and reread that. I said, oh my God, don't let your mouth condemn you.
Condemn you.
Yes.
Right. Well, this was powerful. But, you know, we have to make it.
I hope this was good.
It was very good. And we're going to put it on our webpage, but also we're going to. I need to send it out to some people now that need to hear it. But, you know, it's not going to do any good if we don't act on it.
Yes.
So we pray, God, for the body of Christ, for anointing, for a fresh anointing, the ox anointing. Talking about Psalms 92. God, anoint your people, your remnant, with a fresh anointing. And give us the strength of a wild ox and see this through.
Yes.
God, to hear and really understand that this is war.
This is war.
And that we have to fight. And the weapons of our warfare are not man's weapons.
No.
That's what they're doing on the streets.
Lord.
But our weapons are in the war room.
Yes,
Carmen. In the prayer chamber.
Yes.
In the inner chamber. Because God, Jesus said, what you do in secret, in that secret place, in that inner chamber, that He'll reward you for out in the open. What reward? What's the reward? The reward is that what you prayed and battled for in that closet, you see come to pass.
Yes.
That's a reward.
Yes.
And so, Father, by the power of your Holy Spirit,
Jesus.
We, the body of Christ, the remnant represented right here, God, and represented of a greater remnant, even greater than we are, God.
Yes,
we receive the anointing, God. The anointing that you talked about in Psalms 92, a fresh anointing and the strength of a wild ox to go into our prayer chamber, God, and to win this with our words, Father God, to listen and to speak the revelation that you give forth from your mouth, God.
Yes,
that's
Father.
What we need, God.
Yes.
We need the revelation. We need, thus saith the Lord God, this is what you do. This is what you say. This is what you proclaim.
Yes.
Father, thank you for your servant, Carmen, that shared this word today. Father, we boldly proclaim the word of God and the blood of Jesus over her life and over her family, God.
Father.
Because this is revelation. This is a strategy, Father. The enemy does not like it. But the blood of Jesus is against you, enemy. And there will be no repercussions to this word today. In Jesus' name. Because the angel of the Lord has already gone forth and has already given His protection concerning her life.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, Father, we hear and we will obey. And we'll give our affirmation to this by not just being a word, but a heartfelt when we say, Amen. Just like the Israelites when Moses read and they said, Lord, we hear and we will. Moses said, will you do what God says?
Yes.
And the people said, yes, Lord, we will do
we will
what
do.
You said. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to